Do you need a roadmap to jumpstart your career? One that doesn't assume you grew up with the internet? A simple guide to today's digital tools. Visit mojo40.com, a blog for career-minded people over 40. Diane Delinsky-Picard offers practical advice, tips, and tricks to retool your skills. Rebuild your business networks to match a changing marketplace. At mojo40.com, subscribe to Diane's free blog or call 914-645-1667 for insights and inspiration. Mojo40.com, doing the legwork to get your career mojo back. 914-645-1667.
Well, good morning and welcome to Circles of Change with Dr. Zara Larson, where your path is created by walking on it. Well, here we go. December 1st, the final month of quite a year of change and challenge. You know what? Let the celebrations begin. You know, we're not going to let you run in circles this morning, but rather strive to help you expand your territory by first circling back to reflect and appreciate with gratitude really everything that's brought you to where you are today, so you can then move forward. We're going to have five guests to help uncover a very pragmatic advice and unconventional wisdom, but then it's up to you to arm yourself, steal our tips and tricks shamelessly, plus, so importantly, help others move confidently on to what's next in their lives, too. Please remember, you can visit thelarsongroup.com, and that's Larson with an E, if you'd like to revisit something you hear today at a later date, or pass on news of what we're up to others. We have over 150 plus 700 informative segments in just 5 years, a total of 850. On today's show, we're going to start out right away with Diane Delinsky-Picard. She's our media partner from New York and founder of the career-shifting blog Mojo40.com, a site specifically targeted to help us capitalize, not drown from, the infusion of new technology in our lives. Diane's segment is entitled, You're Too Blessed to Be Stressed. We then move to three special guests, beginning with Fred Garcia from the Logos Institute for Crisis Management and Executive Leadership. His new book is The Power of Communication, Skills to Build Trust, Inspire Loyalty, and Lead Effective. In that all of us are leaders in some way, do get prepared to learn new ways to capitalize successfully on your influence. By the way, we plan to raffle a copy of Fred's book today, just like we did last week. So either send an email to change@thelarsongroup.com, or you can call our toll-free line, 877-544-2580. Again, 877-544-2580. Or if you carry a smartphone, you'd like to opt in by sending the text message of DRZARA, and you send that to 313131. Again, it's text message of Dr. Zara to 3331, which will, by the way, give you automatic access weekly to our podcast segments. At the top of the second hour, then, Deborah Patterson, who's the Executive Vice President of Human Resources from Wells Fargo in San Francisco, will share her career story in the context of creating a blueprint to navigate career change. And, you know, she should know, because being in the industry for 32 years, there's been quite a state of constant change. We'll then close our show, going here locally with in-studio guests and mother-daughter team Pam McNair-Wingate and Jana Westerbake from Gadabout Spa Salons. They're going to join me here. Founded in 1979, Gadabout leaders really understand the power of employee engagement, continuing education, and community service. So here I go. There's another number for you to write down, 520-885-4000. Again, 885-000 or quadruple zero to book an appointment, so that you can be your best from the inside out and the outside in for the holidays. The Larson Group Architects of Change, of course, is the firm that I lead, and we serve individuals in the midst of personal career change, as well as consult within organizations in the state of change. And throughout our show today, you're sure to get a glimmer of, if not a raging spotlight upon, my own philosophies and approaches to helping clients change their status quo. So with that, thanks for joining us here on 104 and the Truth, the right talk for Tucson. Enjoy now a couple quick messages from our sponsors who make our efforts possible. And then we'll be right back. Are you one of many Americans who have seen a decline in the value of your 401k? Are you rethinking your retirement plans? Contact Loft Lopez and Associates. Loft Lopez and Associates' primary directive is to build wealth by controlling risk. They utilize an advance and protect strategy unparalleled in the industry. Contact Loft Lopez & Associates, 1-800-829-2523, or visit loftlopez.com, 1-800-829-2523. Registered representative securities offered through Cambridge Investment Research Incorporated. A broker-dealer member, FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisor representatives, Loff Lopez & Associates, LLC. A registered investment advisor, Cambridge and Loff Lopez & Associates, LLC are not affiliated.
Are you satisfied with the way your property looks? Rain Chaser Landscaping will transform it into a striking, natural, southwestern setting. Hi, I'm Greg Truby, and I have an intuitive sense of the land. I see not just what's there, but what could be. We use proven techniques to meet your soft and landscape needs. Contact us at rainchaser.com or 440-7331 for quality and responsive service. We are licensed, insured, and cover north, east, and central Tucson. Rain Chaser Landscaping recreates nature's beauty. We make a difference.
Do you need a roadmap to jumpstart your career? One that doesn't assume you grew up with the internet? A simple guide to today's digital tools. Visit mojo40.com, a blog for career-minded people over 40. Diane Dolinsky-Picar offers practical advice, tips, and tricks to retool your skills. Rebuild your business networks to match a changing marketplace. At mojo40.com, subscribe to Diane's free blog or call 914-645-1667 for insights and inspiration. Mojo40.com, doing the legwork to get your career mojo back. 914-645-1667.
Welcome again on Circles of Change. Our special segment today from our broadcast media partner, Diane Dolinsky-Picar, is Too Blessed to Be Stressed, which I can't think of a better one to launch here as everyone gets so frazzled this time of year, don't they, Diane?
They sure do. I mean, today is December 1st, so you can almost feel the hype that's building.
The hype, also the anxiousness, the anxiety, whether that be that list of stuff you need to plan for or the segue into the new year for both personal life and business life.
Exactly, exactly. And with the fiscal cliff all over the headlines, even if you tend to be a calm person, you can't help but feel anxious.
Yeah, that's right. So I can imagine a variety of reasons why this subject makes sense, but I think you've got an even personal and deeper touch, being particularly one who's weathered what's going on here on the East Coast with the hurricane, as well as challenges you've shared with me privately in your personal life.
Exactly. I mean, Zara, I actually am coming to a transition. After 18 years of marriage, I'm separated from my husband, and I'm heading towards independence. Mm-hmm. And this was sort of the nest for this post. I'm juggling three kids, three part-time jobs, an elderly mom, and you know the pressures of life. They keep coming. So one day I was sitting at my desk producing yet more papers for that laundry basket size of papers you got to deliver to the lawyers, and the phone rang. And in reaching for it, I knocked over my big mug of coffee right into my printer.
Yep.
And then this greenish, blackish ooze started coming out of the bottom all over my beautiful wood desk. And I went ballistic. Anyway, the point was I did actually get the phone, and it was a good friend on the other line. And she was the kind of person who has so much strength. Mm-hmm. I mean, a Caribbean background, five kids working part-time cleaning houses, but she was a pillar of spirituality, and she immediately picked up the stress in my voice.
Mm-hmm.
So what happened is she said, Diane, why are you so stressed? And we went on to have a conversation where she talked and I listened. And this is what she said to me. She said, Diane, you are too blessed to be stressed. Now, don't stress and don't worry yourself. It will be all right. You woke up this morning for your children and your family, not because of the alarm clock, but because of the grace and the kindness of God who woke you up to do your mission.
Mm, yeah.
So give thanks to God. Don't worry about your kids. Don't worry about your work pressures. Just ask God to put the kids in the palm of his hand, to put the order of your life in the way it needs to be. Ask God to direct you. You are blessed in every way. I mean, she went on like this, Sarah, and I'm not used to talking to people who sort of in a meditative way tell me all the responsibility is not on your shoulders.
Well, particularly because you're one that wants, that has naturally, as many of our listeners out there, I'm sure, in the same space, naturally take on responsibility. So to think you're going to give it up or let go of it or putting in the Almighty's hand or whomever hand you believe is the right place to go, that's a new feeling.
Exactly. I mean, the pace and cadence of her voice, that theme of trust in the Lord, lean on the Lord. It's not your own understanding that will get you through. You're too blessed to be stressed. It takes you from a place of self-pity and fear, and it brings you to a place where your spirit is freed. I mean, it was really a great conversation. And Zara, you know what? I thought back on it after I hung up the phone, and I said, I'd like to have that bit of inspiration on my blog.
Mm-hmm.
So actually, I'll tell you something about Mojo40.com. I write posts, and in this particular post called Too Blessed to Be Stressed, I used a handy tool. Now, any listener could use it just like I did. It's called Audacity, and you go to Audacity.com right on the web. You can download it, and you can turn any voice, song, any audio recording into an MP3 file. You can upload that. You could, for instance, attach it to your Christmas card. You could send it around in an email to your office coworkers. You could start to use technology to communicate in a different way. Anyway, I made an audio recording of Diana a few days later, and I put it sort of on the back burner. I didn't yet publish it. And this is the interesting part, Zara. The next week, life unfolded in a way that having that memory of hearing you're too blessed to be stressed, it helped me through that coming week.
Isn't that true? Well, and of course, that is our intention and our spirit here in this radio show. And I'm so very grateful you joined me once a month to have these kind of dialogues, because we capture them on the technology, put it in a podcast, put it on websites, distribute it through mobile phones. And, you know, like many things, we don't get it all the first time, right? I mean, we really need to listen to it multiple times, like we're rewriting the tape in our own head. And also, there's new information that seems to pop in the context of where we're living at the time.
Exactly, exactly. So that's one thing I love about your podcast. It's accessible anytime, 24/7. I'm kind of a little bit behind you, Zara, but we're all on the path.
And I would tell you, the fact you just, the operative word to me was, you said Audacity is a free platform. Okay, exactly. I noticed, I circled that one down there, yeah.
It's free. It's free. It's actually very easy to follow instructions. I'll just give the one little plug. Anyone on a PC, after you download it, you need to also download this little widget called Lame, but it prompts you for that. But anyway, if you have any trouble, feel free. Use my cell phone. I'll walk you through it. I'll talk you through it. 914-645-1667.
Great. I love it.
But I want to get back to what happened the next week. Now, let me place you in November. Mm-hmm. I live in the metropolitan New York area. And they were predicting the storm of the century. You know Hurricane Sandy?
You bet.
So that Monday in November, all the schools were closed. Nobody went to work. We were literally sitting at home, me and my three kids, waiting for the deluge. And toward the evening, the wind picked up. I mean, you could hear the noise knocking outside. But in our house, it was warm and cozy. We were ready with candles and flashlights. I mean, we had heard, like everybody else, this was going to be the 100-year storm. And then something happened that was, like, amazing. My 15-year-old son came down, and he said he saw a posting on Facebook that his friend Chris had written that a tree fell on his house, but everyone was okay. So I have to tell you, at first thought, I thought, well, how bad could it be? I mean, the guy posted something on Facebook. You don't usually do that in an emergency, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I called my friend Ann, Chris's mom, and there was no answer. And then our own lights went out, like the power was cut. And I have enough experience to know it's not just my house. It tends to go by neighborhood, you know?
Sure, exactly.
So we were completely in the dark. And out came all the candles, and we actually happened to have a ton of candles in our house because my oldest son, when he was bar mitzvahed, we had candles on the table, so, like,
sure,
I'm a pack rat.
Exactly. You're not going to give any of that stuff up. You never know when a hurricane's going to hit. Exactly. Right.
Yeah, can
it
you imagine?
Did. It did,
candles,
yeah.
Candles in the basement half burned.
Right.
But they all came up, and we were sitting around, beautiful candles, doing, like, family karaoke. So that first night was fun. I didn't get too worried. I really had no idea that the experience of no power was going to go on for days. But then the next morning, I called Ann first thing. You know, Chris's mom, back to the story of the Facebook post. And now the voicemail kicked in, and I was really worried. So I jumped in the car with my son. And when we went to their house, Zara, it was such a scene of destruction, you can't imagine. There was a tree had come down right through the roof and through the glass in the front door. You could see it had come through the second story, the first story, even right through the kitchen table. Mm-hmm. I mean, things were terrible. The house was abandoned. I was really afraid. So anyway, I called her, and eventually she called me back. I learned the family of four was safe, but just by the skin of their teeth. So this is what had happened. Just 5 minutes before the tree came down, they had lost power. Mm-hmm. And Chris, who had been sleeping, not really sleeping, but like lying in his bed on the second floor, you know, doing his thing.
Right.
When it got dark, he went downstairs, and they were fishing in the hallway for flashlights. And just then the tree came down. So absolutely no one in the family had been in the rooms which were affected by the falling tree.
Yeah,
but literally just because of the warning of no lights.
Right.
So that was a miracle. I mean, it really made me think my problems were small. I mean, I could live through a storm with no electricity. Someone else nearly had a son who was killed. And then I started to think, you know, on a larger scale, you know how, like, you, from time to time, you get these moments of, like, there's illness, there's starvation, there's war.
Sure, oh, yeah, exactly.
There's accidents, right? I'm thankful for my own problems. So this was the very first reminder, I thought, back to Diana's voice and that recording. You are too blessed to be stressed.
Well, I also like how you say thankful for my own problems, because if anything, each one of these things we go through in life is equipping us for something else. You know, whether it be to be mentally prepared, physically, emotionally, it's all part of that journey.
Exactly. Exactly. So, you know, I mean, seeing that house, knowing the family had to move out, knowing that they just escaped the danger, you know, give me my problems, bring them on.
And then I know what else transpired, of course, in your communities there, that the necessity of outreach across families for something as simple as a wonderful warm meal over that ensuing week plus, and it probably still continues for some communities, has brought so new friendships to life, hasn't it?
Exactly. I mean, that was a silver lining. So as people were without power, people were flooded and everything, institutions started opening their doors, people started opening their doors. Like, you know, lots of people couldn't take a hot shower in their home, so the local gym said, come to us, use our locker rooms, take a shower. Schools were open as warming huts because it was getting cold. You know, this is November, and if you had no heat, that's, you know, a risk. So schools were open, churches and synagogues were open. I used to go on a daily basis to our synagogue. You could charge up your laptop, have a chat. All the little kids had a place to run and play that was safe. And people really came together. I mean, you see how a community supports each other in these disasters. It sounds like a cliche, but we were living that, you know, day two, day three, day four. And that's actually the context in which I had my second reminder that you're too blessed to be stressed. So my daughter's school was offering free meals to anyone in the community. Just come and eat, okay? So one evening, I had taken my three kids there for dinner, and I sat down at this long communal table. You know how, like, school cafeterias have those long
Good old days, you bet.
There's a reason why they call it family-style dining.
You bet.
Anyway, so I sat down next to this woman. I had never seen her before. But, you know, in these circumstances, people are really open to connecting with new people.
You bet.
So I introduced myself. I pointed out my kids. She pointed out her kids. And my mouth nearly dropped. She pointed out five kids. And this was her story. She was a single mom of five. She had just finished her divorce. She had just sold her home, and the very morning the storm hit, she had moved into a new, smaller home. So she had no power, no heat, no electricity, nothing but packed boxes.
I was going to say, yeah.
And yet she was so confident that she was handling it all. She was not complaining about her life. She did not seem anxious. She was going to raise her five kids. And believe me, her life was not easy. You know, as our conversation went on, I learned this was a salt of the earth woman. Do you know what I mean?
Absolutely.
By a really hardworking, devoted mom?
You bet.
So she was going for her master's degree at night. She was working part-time. She had no help at all from her ex-husband. And I thought to myself, if she could do it, I could do it. You know? I had three kids, but thank God, you know, my estranged husband, he is very helpful. I have a safe home. I don't have boxes that need unpacking. Actually, in our case, we even had gas. And that's a big thing because you can heat food with gas. We
sure,
can run our fireplace.
Like
right. So anyway, what happened was this woman said to me, why doesn't your son sleep over our house?
Oh, my
God. I mean,
word.
Imagine.
And that is she everything on her shoulders.
Exactly. She had five, and now she was inviting six. So I actually said to her, what? I mean, why don't I take some of yours back to my house? I mean, the math works better.
That's right.
But it made a huge impression. I mean, she actually resisted sending her kids to my house because she wanted to take in more. But ultimately, I prevailed. I took home, she had two 15-year-old twins, which matched really well with my oldest son. And then I said to her next day, when you come to pick them up, bring your other kids, come for lunch. So, Zara, I have to tell you, the second sort of like epiphany came when she rang the doorbell and she came in with her kids to pick up, you know, her twins had slept over.
Mm-hmm.
She was carrying a butter cake. Can you imagine? This woman had actually stopped on the way to my house to go shopping to bring something to my house. Now, she couldn't even keep milk fresh in her house, and yet she didn't want to arrive to my house empty-handed. And I have to say, I found that amazing. Just amazing, because that's not courtesy, Zara. That is love.
That is love,
that is the,
yeah.
Exactly. The endless giving that when you're in need, you don't think of yourself. You still think, what can I give to the next person? So this was my second experience. I mean, I remember it now even weeks later, the idea of this woman who had so little, who brought something to my house.
Yeah, and I tell you something, the gift of the new sense of community and making friends and even playing amidst the trauma that your children enjoyed, those will be lifetime experiences of the karaoke to the candles that you folks will talk about, you know, 10, 20 years from now.
Exactly. Exactly. So I have to tell you something else about that, what you do when you have no power experience. That's what I remember, sort of the final bookend of this whole experience, okay?
Right.
So it was the fifth night we had no power. It was a Friday, and as a Jewish family, I dragged my kids off to synagogue. I mean, we're not highly religious, but I felt that week we have to give thanks. We have to think of God. We have to count our blessings. And on the way back from the synagogue, we were driving along the road section where it's black on both sides for several nights. You know, when the electricity goes out in an area, it's out. You know, you don't see a thing. And we got to this section where you could see lights in the windows of the houses on either side. So our feeling was all excited. I mean, we anticipated, hey, if they got power back, maybe we got power
back. Give you Ben.
Okay, so here's the kicker. We're coming up to our own house's driveway. We see lights in the house, right? Because the power, when it went off instantly. And I know when I get in the door, we'll have lights. But that feeling of joy, of thankfulness for the electricity lasted like 30 seconds because my middle son made a beeline to the TV.
Yeah, of course. Yep.
Right? And this is his very first thought. Where's the controller? I want to play Black Ops. I want to start the shooting videos and so forth. So, listen, I can tell you I have enough of this. I thought, OMG, it's not the shooting games again. I was suddenly seeing the downside of having power, which was, hey, you know what? Through the whole storm, we had done worthwhile family stuff. We had the quality time to interact more, to read books, to play poker. And now that the electricity was on, I was experiencing this feeling like the kids are all back to their electronics. And quality time is now, you know, few minutes far between, very precious.
So it really comes back that those kind of times that where things are shifting and no electricity or no other things again in our way, that we really distill out the major essences of our relationships and our of connectedness with others. Well, Diane, thank you so very much. I think it's a great message, a thing to reflect upon here on this holiday season as we head into it, as well as wrapping up the year, that we're all too blessed to be stressed. And for our listeners, again, you can read more about this particular post in due time on mojo40.com. Diane, thanks so much for contributing to Circle of Change, and we'll catch up with you next year.
Oh, you're welcome. It was great to be here.
You bet. Take care.
Wouldn't you love to get paid for doing what you love to do? If you're ready to move on to what's next, join us for Circles of Change with Dr. Zara Larson. Our uplifting live talk show on Saturday mornings from 10 to noon will have you circling back, not running in circles, to pull your experience forward in new ways. Advance your career, plus help others with theirs. Join us Saturdays, 10 to noon, right here on 104.1 The Truth. For pragmatic advice and unconventional wisdom. Circles of Change with Dr. Zara Larson, where your path is created by walking on it.